ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of the Sunday Breakdown. Now, where is Hong Kong food?
Here.
Yep, she had to go pee. Just let him out to pee.
Now we break it down, tonight unite, we're gonna shut them down. Raise your voice, from amongst the crowd. Sunday breakdown, scream aloud. Boom! Now we break it down, tonight unite, we're gonna shut them down. Raise your voice, from amongst the crowd. Sunday breakdown, scream aloud.
Listen up, because I got the mic. Him in room because the space is tight. Cook and rag on, homie better get it right. Mike and Ferguson, Superman, Kryptonite. Turn it all on as you break it down. Giving you the blues on all around. Put the pounds in, top it to the breaking ground. Championship fight, flying around. This is gonna be the craziest class around. Look at all this controversy I found. Take your ideas, turn them upside down.
Hong Kong Peru with the Basset Hound?
I don't believe the man, that shit cray. Jeff and Rob, let him out to play. Wandered in the traffic over ninja displays. And there's no more Hong Kong Peru today. Don't you cry, guys, it's okay. Show was dead long ago anyway. Now the form is yours. Take it away, call these cats out in MMA. Make it loud, make it live. Spirit of the Hong Kong boom survives. No longer can the listeners be surprised. Take the internet, bring it back alive, come on.
Now we break it down, tonight we're gonna shut them down. Hear your voice from amongst the crowd. Sunday breakdown, scream aloud.
Welcome to the Sunday Night Breakdown. Before we get too far into this, the Sunday MMA Breakdown, I'd like to thank its sponsors, Future Fighters. You guys go check them out, man. It's the future of this sport. Also, Revolver MMA, man. The sickest clothes, the sickest gear. They're sponsoring great fighters all over the Pacific Northwest. Also want to give a big shout-out to the man himself, Mikey Ruckus, who did our opening theme song. He can do yours, too, for your promotion, for your fighter walkout. Just the workout, too. Whatever you want, man. You guys hit him up, dude. Deals are smoking. He does them for everyone. Also, want to give a big shout-out to Jeff, but he's not here right now, but Clinch Custom Mouth Guards for putting together this with Rob. Rob, I don't know if you have opening music because I usually don't run your board, but Jeff has had a quick problem. He'll be back in a couple minutes. How you doing tonight, bro?
Oh, go figure. Go figure. Go
figure. Teamwork, buddy. I got your back. I'm here for you.
Hey.
You want me to play your
old school? I'm glad you're here, little buddy. We're all glad
here
you're here.
Here we go. Here, I'm going to do this just for you.
I don't have any one yet.
Check out this selection right here.
What is Fox Pit?
Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls me nothing except for your mother. She's hurt your monkey ass.
That's right. It's the man, the myth, the legend himself. Rob, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine, man. I'm super baked. I spent all day jumping off like 15-foot rocks into some fucking beautiful, beautiful, beautiful water up on the Calipuya River today. Swimming around with the trout. Just, you know, doing man shit. Doing man shit. Being out in the middle of nowhere, fresh air, clean water, and a fucking 15-foot rock, dude. That's how you spend your day.
Well, that sounds like a pimp day. And you know what? The fans out there tonight get to spend it with you guys because we do have Jeff back, it looks like. And folks, tonight on this show, GFL is giving away an internet pay-per-view for free to the event.
To Cage Warrior Combat.
That's right, buddy. So, look, if you guys want to know about this event, they're going to spend the next little bit talking about it. They're going to interview some fighters.
We changed our mind.
No. Yeah? Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're going to do what I tell you to do or I'll mute you.
You go ahead and try it there, Junior.
What do you think? I'm master controller. And you're masturbator, so understand that's how it rolls. What's up, Rob?
Man, that was fucking wicked right there. I feel a lot better after releasing that, though. Cage Warrior Combat 6, dude. It's been a while since Cage Warrior Combat. They went, like, on a streak of, like, 3 cards in, like, a month or something there, Jeff, like, earlier in the spring. And then kind of, like,
just 1 month.
Out
it
of
just
the
felt
set.
Like it. Yeah, it was once a month, but it got out of, you know, we had a big break here, like 7 weeks or something like that. Right, June, was doing something.
Wasn't it? Been that long since I've been in the Point Casino? Man.
Yeah. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Seems like only yesterday. That was a busy stretch, though, but this could be awesome. You know, the fights aren't starting at 7 this time, are they?
They are fighting starting at 7. I just found out not even 10 minutes ago. I'm pissed off. But yes, they're starting at 7 because apparently they don't want my money that I would spend in the casino if we started earlier. But hopefully in the future they will want my money that I'll spend in the casino if we stop earlier. Or start earlier and end earlier. So, yeah. Apparently it's September. So.
So are they going to be moving to 5 or 6?
I'm not sure. I hope 5. But, you know, I'm not sure. Well, I mean.
Oh, well, enough about that. It's the, okay, so doors open at 6, people. Fights start at 7. Valhalla Brewing will be there with the kegs. They will be flowing. I'm sure Primal Combat will be set up there in the corner again. You can get your shirt with the monkey on it. You can be kind of Primal.
Revolver should be there.
Oh, Revolver will be there? Oh, that's even better news, man. You can get your shirt. You can get the two Tigers shirt, which is, I think, my favorite one still. I hear a lot of people like the Geisha Girl. I'm really just a fan of the two Tigers, man.
It's a nice shirt, for sure. Doing a lot more than shirts now. I'm doing a lot of just marketing type stuff, too. Posters and logos, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, he definitely hooked up Stevie Van Ashy's banner. That looked great, I thought.
Yeah, he did. Looked real good.
You know, it's good for, you know, Javier to be getting out doing all that stuff. You know, I mean, he could probably also do private lessons in no-gi jiu-jitsu if anybody was wanting to hit him up for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I think he's thinking about starting a place up. So there'll be a place which people could do 10th Planet around here, which would be real cool. I'd try it out. I'd go over there and tap him with you a couple times just to make him feel human.
Would you try to use your boxing to nullify his rubber guard?
I'd try to use a rock or a stick, probably.
Really?
I feel like a shank match. It'd have to be one shank allowed so that I could keep the advantage. Yeah. He looks like a little nice fella, but who's a savage, so kind of hard to plan for that.
See, he's just always so quiet.
I know. It's weird. But he's not one-on-one. He talks a lot then.
He's not after he's had a few beers either.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I only know from the phone and computer. One time I talked to him when he had a... And he definitely will go on and on and on. That's all right. Listening to me.
No.
Got cool teams coming this time. A couple new faces.
Yeah, I was reviewing the fight card for this coming weekend, you know, that you can watch on GFL. If you don't live in the area, if you do live in the area, make sure you go pick up your tickets. I think the fighters will probably have them till Wednesday, then they'll have to turn them back in. They'll just have to wait till the day of the event. But I recommend hitting the 3 o'clock ferry if you're taking that route. I'm not doing the ferry route this time. Definitely not now. I'm going to have to do a different route. Or maybe just, yeah, I'll have to look into it.
It's not bad. Time-wise, you'd probably be faster. So, you know.
I'll have to look into it.
A little more gas. We got Team Mamba coming down from Canada. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. These guys are on another little sick tear this year. I think they're 18-1 this year. I just don't understand. Last year they were like 32-7. In 2012, I gave them my Gym of the Year award, and now here we are, 2013. Jeff's booking them for fights.
Yep. They have quite a few fighters, plenty willing. So we're bringing two down this time. So, Coulthard's bringing down Chris Dane Newell and Gagan Gill, who isn't related to him, by the way. I thought it was his son. I said, so I found a better opponent for your son. He's like, not my son. I'm 34 years old. He's 18. Okay. Good point.
You're like, only in America. Only in America do they have teen parents, dude.
Yeah.
Only American society would be like, yes, this is a great idea. We're going to tell these kids they can be on MTV if they just start having fucking babies. And these fucking idiots will start doing it. And then we can get fucking rich while they fucking turn the rest of the country into degenerates because everybody will think it'd be cool to have kids when you're a teenager because you might be able to be on fucking MTV.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen that way.
No, dude, that'll mean that the ball will probably be with them. That'll make, you know, interesting group of guys that he'll bring down. You know, they have a real good squad up there at Mama MMA in Vancouver, and I think it'll be interesting to see who. Maybe Sabah will be with him. I'm hoping that he'll come down to help corner.
Yeah, maybe. I know. I think he's bringing a guy that wants to fight. Andy Potter, I think is his name. I think he wants to fight. Well, I know he wants to fight. That might be who he's bringing with him. But
who?
Andy Potter, I think is his last name. P-A-A-B-A or something like that. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. I'll look and see. Have you heard of him?
For a second, I thought you were saying Pavez.
No, he's already down there. But, and it should just be the first time the Sports Lab's been up here, too, for this. So that'll be cool.
Well, this guy, Andy Potta, is known as the problem. He's 5-0.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's 5-2. 5-2, but he's on a 5-fight win streak with
Damn.
5 first-round finishes.
I guess we should have matched him up with Ryan Chickerson. He's on a 5-fight win streak with 5 finishes.
Wow, man. First-round submission choke, first-round submission choke, first-round submission armbar, KO, KO.
The KO's at the end?
Yep.
Wow. I was going to say, sounds like someone's got their jits game together, but sounds like someone just getting their game together. That's pretty pretty good run there with the variety. No decisions?
Just a decision loss at AFC last July. Man.
Okay. I just got a message from the guy who... Oh, apparently the fights are going to be over by 9:30 this time, according to Ted.
What fights?
Hickory Combat will be over by 9:30 this time, so don't worry. Not quite sure how we're going to do that, but...
That's wishful thinking, you know.
Probably contacted the government. Well, it's on tribal land, so they can change the time. We can make it 9:30 still on tribal land. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be too late when we get to the ferry because it's actually, you know, 11:30, but, yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, there's some fights on this fight card, dude. I like that. Are you going to open with the same fight as the Cagliari Combat 5? Is that, you know, like just do it the exact same way? Man, that's fucking
I think
awesome.
So. They did good last time. They started off right. Be cool. They get real excited. ACA guy gets really, really excited when he wins. Really, really excited. Like, Publishers Clearing House excited. But that's good.
Yeah, maybe he's too excited.
A little bit, maybe.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe just tone it down, like, a half of a notch.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe a full notch.
Yeah. Well, whatever is just short of your opponent wanting to kill you, that's about where they are.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Cobb and Eastman is another good way. I thought it was a good way to start off Cagliari Combat 5. We'll see if anything changes this time. Do you think anything different happens?
I I hope it's another good fight like that. I don't know if anybody could have, I don't know if that fight got a chance to really play out, or if it was just kind of one guy got momentum and just it ended early. But Alex is definitely, or Brock, is definitely way more experienced. Time-wise, his dad's the coach, so he's kind of grown up in this. So he's got more experience. That's definitely in his favor. AJ Cobb's a better wrestler. Definitely a better wrestler, so that's in his favor. But he's got to learn how to take him down and then punch them, not just kind of hang out and hug. Punch him hard, Don't.
It's interesting, the deeper I get into my BJJ game, the more complicated I see, attacking from certain spots is a little bit harder than I would have thought 6 months ago. What, did we just lose everybody? Hello?
Hey, sorry.
Hey.
I'm watching that. Hold on, man. Jeff came back. I let him take over everything, but he was having some issues, so he's switching lines. So I didn't pay attention. I was watching that prison fight round two, fight for freedom at the prison in Thailand. So, Jeff, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
How did this show start? How did it start?
Did what start?
Was there an opener for the show? Remember I lost
at
the beginning?
Yeah, dude. We had an opener.
Nice. You guys are all right.
And we did the sponsor call and everything, so you're ready.
Who's that guy calling in at the bottom, Skippy? Who's that guy? Clint Davis.
He is a cool SOB.
He was listening on Friday. We're going to see if he's become part of the Uncoward group and is going to try to win the free pay-per-view this coming weekend.
He actually has a good show, I believe, and I could be mistaken, but I believe Thursdays he has a show at 11 o'clock in the morning our time. I checked out his show last week. It's a good show, man, MMA, just like us. But he's become a real big fan of the show, so he's just tuning in to listen. He Skyped it, it looks like. But, if he wants to win those tickets, man, or the internet pay-per-view, he sure can.
Nice. Well, yeah, anybody can, bro. Whoever calls in when the questions are being fired.
310-742-1799 is the calling number.
You can bet your ass I'm going to win this. I'm going to have a shot at winning it. I may lose purposely. Just to make it fair to the people out there. I may, give some false answers to, send people in the wrong direction, make it a little more difficult. But, I want somebody to win.
All right. So, what's the contest? How's the fans?
They're going to have to answer the three. There's three trivia questions, bro, just like on Friday night.
Oh. So, it's going to be you, Jeff, and Tim from GFL. Now, we know Tim likes to throw the underhand softball pitch, so you got a chance to whack it out easy. Do you two guys want to throw your questions out now so fans have a chance?
Hell no.
See, that's
hell
wrong, man.
Hell no.
You should throw it out now so they have time to Google it so that you can...
Why? Maybe I'll throw out one now, and then I'll just ask a completely different one.
You're trying to get to that stuff. That's so wrong, bro.
Dude, but you gotta admit, it would be super fucking funny. Tell somebody, yeah, this is the question, then they go and Google it, and then you just ask them something completely different.
That's a good idea.
I really like
that idea,
it. Oh, hell yeah, we can.
Use
we can use that idea forever. I'll probably use that idea on the next Rogue show.
It's funny because now every single person out there listening going, okay, as soon as he asks that question, I'm going to Google it and I'm going to call in. They're like, fuck that. I'm not going to waste my time.
And now I'll just ask the same question. You never know. See?
It's just mental warfare.
It's just like the mental warfare that now the listeners don't know what to do. Do we Google?
This is a psyop experiment a fake question? Brought to you by Canada.
It's not MMA Madhouse for no reason. We are running psyops here.
So we start our new referee search next week.
Which one?
Start a new referee. Replace that piece of shit that was there before me. Replace me with he's decent. He's not bad. Some people think he's good, but you know, he's all right.
Who is it?
Anthony Hamlet.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the best.
So I take it then that he is he's back in business.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, it's a matter of just a couple of formalities, but yeah, he's going to be just fine.
I like it. I like the sounds of that. That way, dude, when we're announcing the pay-per-view, we can really, like, hound him to the people. We can be like, look at this bum. Look at this bum. Doesn't even know what he's doing. I can't wait.
See, he announced he's fighting. You see that?
Yeah, I did see he's fighting, but I'm wanting to know, does that mean that we're not getting Gi for Gi then? Or did Gi for Gi become a fight?
Oh, no, geez, no. He wouldn't like that. The other guy would not like that. So that'd be
you think he'd rather just grapple Hamlet than fight him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I called up a guest to have him come on without telling him that he was going to get called. So
where's Dave?
Dave's not here. But what the hell, Skippy? Did he watch that?
Hey. The voicemail picked up.
Okay.
I was listening in.
I don't really know what kind of shenanigans you two are trying to pull off here, but we got a big 185 number one contender fight in the amateur division going on at Cage Warrior Combat 6 with Arlington Kickboxing Academy's Randy Davidson facing off against Ivan Salivary's James Davis. Now, Davis is on a little win streak, but, you know, the points have been made that he hasn't really been put his feet to the fire yet. And Randy Davidson will put your feet to the fire. Okay, I'm glad I'm fucking talking to myself again.
No, I thought for some reason Jeff was going to jump in and talk, but it looks like he's tied up for this second. Well, and look, this is part of the reason why I like the matchmaking behind this card, because a lot of people out there have touted their game, and this is a platform for amateurs to truly test themselves against other top amateurs in the Pacific Northwest. And you're right, this is going to be a test. But my big thinking is, he pulls off this test, you know, what's the next step? Do we see him start barking for a title?
Barking for a title? Well, yeah, dude, that's what happens when you're in the number one contender
fight. Not just that title, but there's more than one title up here in the Pacific Northwest, and there's some 185ers up here. Some have recently turned pro, and some are still amateur, but there's quite a few guys throughout the Pacific Northwest, whether it's at Cage Warrior Combat or not, that I think he should step up and start calling out and have them come up. Do a champ versus, you know, bring a champ up. Once he, you know, gets to fight for the title, if he wins it, definitely, I'd like to see some champ versus champs.
Well, I mean, I think a good solid number of the 185 amateur titles in Washington right now are held by one guy named Larry Pereira. So, I mean, I think if anybody really wants to start looking for where they can find some of these belts at, you don't have to go too much farther than Northwest Elite Tacoma.
Amen to that. They get that beautiful picture on their wall, man. It's just stink.
I mean, Larry's got 3 or 4 belts now? I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it's, I know 3, but maybe 4. Maybe the winner fights Larry Pereira. Seems to be the, I don't really think he needs a number one contender fight, no matter what the organization is in the amateur.
No, he doesn't. Not anymore.
He's just out collecting straps. Like he was Daniel J. Lewis in The Last of the Mohicans.
But see, this is one of the cool things, and folks, we're sorry that Jeff stepped away again, but this is one of the cool things about fighting for Cage Warrior Combat as an amateur. We all know now that they got one of the best pro leagues in the Pacific Northwest, if not even on the West Coast. So these people are getting, you know, they got a chance to get groomed. I mean, really, they do.
Well, no, yeah, I mean, dude, that's, you know, the thing is, you know, you want to win these number one contender fights, then you want to win the title, and, I mean, you know, you can stay in the same organization and have your pro debut.
Well, and
oh, yeah.
That's definitely it. Now, can we touch on a fight, and I know this is kind of piggish, but this is another fighter that Madhouse sponsors that's going into the cage, destroying people, and let's be honest, we got 2 now on that card tonight. We've got the 125 title fight with Alex Corrales and the 145 with Rob Tan. So, you folks, Madhouse is very, very, very excited about both these fights a lot. And I'll tell you what, Alex Corrales takes out Gomez round 2.
Wow.
And, yeah, he's gonna knock him out. Or TKO.
Knockout, huh?
Kind of thing. I say TKO, you know, ground and pound knockout. He's definitely gonna catch him. Whether it's on the ground or standing, I'm not sure. I think it more be closer to being on the ground. I see Alex getting a nasty takedown, pinning him up against the cage, and just the ref's gonna have to run in and stop it. But that, you know, both these guys are great fighters. But Alex, man, I feel like Alex is just on another level. I mean, you got amateur companies besides Cage Warrior Combat throughout the United States now wanting to fly this kid in just to fight. This kid's legit. I mean, he's a great fighter. And if we had a lower weight class in the professional levels that was, you know, regular, I think you might even see him go down to a 115. I mean, he could make it, but exciting fighter, folks. And anybody out there who wants to see this kid fight, man, do not miss it. It's going to be on Go Fight Live. And tonight you guys can win a pay-per-view pass free, buddy. But that's a good fight, man, a really good fight. I think Alex does what I think he does. It's time for that kid to go pro. There's nobody left for him.
Hey, we got
no,
a guess.
He's huh?
You got a guess. Is that some,
oh, you found
a
guess?
Serious fan of Alex Corrales, this guy, big time. Big time. It's probably his biggest fan besides his mom, I guess. Aaron Wolf, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you? I'm doing great.
Dude, we're doing real good, Aaron, man. How's everything going where you guys are at?
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. We couldn't be in a better spot. I mean, Alex is all trained up. He's super pumped for this fight. We're excited to get up there and you know, show what he's got to bring to the table, and I think it's going to be a good battle all the way around. But I tell you what, this kid's cardio is Alex has been getting it. He took a little bit of a leave. We had some time off. You know, we kind of got tired of fighting the same guys all the time, and man, he's itching to go. So it's going to be a good one.
Where did you guys divvy up most of this camp at?
Alex spends most of his time. He comes up and he does his wrestling with me and a couple other guys here. He comes into the sports lab once in a while. He hasn't been in a while up here in Portland, but he was up there working out with those guys. He spends most of his time with Eric Victor over in Bend, and a little bit of time with Jimmy Smith. He's got a personal kickboxing coach now. So the kid's tough, man, and he doesn't quit, man. His cardio is off the charts right now.
No, Alex has really turned the corner in the last year. It's been awesome to watch.
Yeah, we're really hoping this will be a good showing for him, and we'll be able to make this his last amateur fight. We're ready to get on some pro cards and get the kid a couple bucks and see what he can do.
Nice.
He can do that.
I say Alex does what he's already been doing. He continues to win and win like a champion. I mean, the kid carries himself with class, professionalism. Whether and folks out there don't know him, and they can see all this once again on the stream, but you see this kid from the back warming up, hands getting taped, all the way to walking out. It's nothing but professionalism, class. He's good to the fans that he know that come up to him and want to meet him. He always puts on a great performance in the cage, and he's very gracious to the losers of all the fights. He doesn't rub it in his face. He's not, you know, egotistical or big-headed. This kid is just a fighter's fighter, man. And I think he does the same in the pros. I think he just starts to destroy people. And as he steps up the level of competition there, I think that's only going to push that kid even more.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Alex is a class act all the way. I mean, it's just the way he's been raised and the things that he does. I mean, he has a respect for everybody. And I mean, he's a kind-hearted guy, but when you put him in the cage and turn him loose, you know, I can tell when we're warming up, you know, I can see the switch flip on the kid, and I know if it's going to be a good night or going to be a bad night. And, you know, he doesn't have very many bad nights. So, you know, he's fun to watch. He's fun to work with. You know, you're right. Fans love him. Everywhere we go, we'll be up there. We've got 30 guys coming. His family all be on live cast from Florida, all over. So, I mean, this a lot of people love to watch this kid, and he is just a great guy. Super nice person, cares about everybody, but when you lock him in the cage, he's a different guy.
Now, I want to touch on something. You talked about him training down there at Victor's Submission. Somebody that I have a lot of respect for. It's a good gym. They're very, very strong on preaching, you know, the correct way for a fighter to behave in and out of the cage. As somebody that is so close to him and works with him so much like yourself, what's the realistic outlook for how long before he leaves Victor's if he turns pro to train somewhere else in the United States?
Well, you know, we've talked about it. We actually made that move, you know, about a year ago. I had Alex come up to Portland. He was living with me. I was at the sports lab every day, three times a day. You know, I just think it's Alex is still a kid. You know, he's 21 now, and he's, you know, Bend, Oregon is a great place to live and grow up. A lot of things to do that he loves to do. I think he's just being a kid right now. You know, I think he's due to settle into a camp. The thing is with Alex, you know, he's got to the camp's got to be where he feels at home, where he feels comfortable, like everybody's his brother. You know, he's a good dude. He likes to help people out. He likes people to help him. You know, he doesn't like attitude. He doesn't like people that act like they're better than everybody else. You know, he could be the toughest guy in the gym, and he'll still show you how to do what you need to do. So that's just the way he is. So he just needs to find a place that he feels like it's home. And I'm sure you'll see him here very shortly making that decision, and you know, finding a gym that he's comfortable with and making that move. It's just, you know, you gotta entice the kid. You know, we haven't had any pro offers really come through that were worth taking. So, you know, he's living a good life now in Bend, and you know, when he finds the right opportunity, he'll make the move. And anybody, you know, he's trained hard. I mean, he'll fit in at any gym.
What's the obviously, since we get to kind of pick your brain here, what's the real chance that we see him go over to, you know, one of the pro Asian organizations where there's definitely more fights available for his weight class?
Well, you know, that's the problem. You know, 25ers are still not a lot of guys out there. So, you know, we kind of, you know, we like the way things are right now. We like being invited to come up and fight up there in Kingston. And, you know, we like all these opportunities to go to different places and chase a belt, you know, and fight good guys. I still want to fight a bunch of guys and fight the same guys all over again, you know. He just wants to beat the best, and he wants to be the best. So, you know, it's all about wherever we fit in. Wherever Alex feels comfortable is the move we're going to make. I mean, we've had offers to take pro fights, but the money hasn't been there. It hasn't been really the organization that would benefit him in any way. It hasn't been the competition that he wants to fight. So, you know,
so
we'll just
Alex
keep waiting until the opportunity is right.
Alex would be open if an Asian company stepped up and said, look, we want to get you for X amount good of money for three fights to fight here in Asia, he would be open for that then.
Well, I'm not going to say that he wouldn't be open. I will tell you this. Alex does not like to fly. That's Alex's only fear. He doesn't like to fly, and he doesn't want to be on a plane for a long amount of time. But you know what? Money talks always, and I'm sure that he could be persuaded that that's where he needed to be if that was the choice.
Well, fortunately, okay. He's going to fight for a promotion right here that does pro fights as well, and he's actually got big plans in the next couple of years, so he could very well get offered a deal from them. If they're impressed with him, then they're not going to want him to go anywhere else. And that's, when they do that, they sign guys for 4 or 5 fight deals. So there's been several guys recently who signed deals with them, and they're good deals. They're not anything that anybody would pass up on. So hopefully he does impress like that, and he can get an offer from Kid Warriors Combat and see where his career goes. That's an amazing fighter, and excited to see what happens. I hope he can get by a couple. Great. And Luis is good too. Real good fighter. So, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're open to that opportunity. I mean, Alex grew up and spent a lot of time in Seattle area. So, I mean, he has a ton of fans and family up there. You know, I mean, he was so pumped when I told him we were coming up there. He was, you know, overly excited that we were coming. And, you know, it's a. That's a great area. He loves it up there. You know, who knows? I mean, we get a contract up that way. Maybe he goes up and trains with one of the big gyms up there, you know. Maybe that's what he'll end up doing. So he's just going to play it out. You know, he's only 21 now, just barely turned. And, you know, he's got a lot of choices to make. And he's still a kid. And we'll figure it out when it's time. And he'll make the right decisions. I'll help get him there. And we'll be fine.
Cool. Do you think that the break came at the right time for Alex? Because he was, like, fighting quite a bit there for a while.
Well, you know, a break is always good. I think guys that fight over and over again, everybody's different in this game. But, you know, for Alex, he's the type of kid that does need a break. You know, he needs to go forget about fighting for a while. Not that he took a great break from fighting. He was still training at the gym every day. But when you're preparing for a competition, if you're preparing to beat up on a guy specifically, that's a little bit different training than when you're just rolling at the gym every day helping kids out and keeping yourself in shape. So, yeah, it was the break was perfect. I mean, the kid's been out paddleboarding today. I mean, he's been jumping out of airplanes. I mean, he's climbing rock walls. He's doing whatever he wants to do and having a good time doing it. So, yeah, I think it was the perfect time. And I tell you what, I think you guys are going to see a whole different Alex Corrales. I mean, this kid is hungry. He's been out of the cage in a while. And, man, he wants to put on a show coming up there.
I want to see a show, man. I want to see a show. I mean, I haven't been disappointed by Alex anytime I've seen him fight, and I'm not expecting that to be any different. I think that he's got a guy that can definitely bring some heat and is no pushover at all.
No, absolutely. We feel the same way. I mean, we know this guy's tough. You know, he's got some, you know, fortunately for us, we've got a lot of tape on him, and, you know, it's going to be a good fight no matter what. I mean, all around, these both are good guys. They're both hungry to get that belt. And, you know, whoever wants it most is going to get it. And I think Alex is a little bit more hungry this time. You know, he's been out of it. It's nice to fight for a belt at another organization. And, you know, he knows this is a big step. You know, he's ready to make that pro move. And, you know, he's hoping that, you know, somebody will notice him and we'll be able to start working on a pro contract.
Well, I think that that's just a matter of a few little T's being crossed and some I's being dotted. What do you guys have anything lined up for Alex after this Cage Warriors fight?
You know, it's tough to say. I'm in negotiations right now with an organization in California. To go down and, you know, been talking to those guys a little bit, maybe go down that way. Just, you know, if we're going to stay, if we don't get a good pro deal or a decent contract or, you know, get a good pro offer, you know, we're just going to chase the best amateurs we can find in the nation. You know, we'll find them one at a time, and I'll do my best to quietly call them out, and hopefully we can make those fights happen and, you know, chase down the best guy. So
when the opportunity comes, you know, we didn't beat a bunch of guys that really weren't worthy of fighting for it. You know, we fought the toughest guys we could find, win or lose. You know, that's what Alex wants. He wants to fight only the toughest guys. So that's kind of where we're going. You know, he's liking his freedom right now and not having to fight every other month, you know. So, you know, he's happy. When he's happy, he's a much, much better fighter. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
It's a tough debut here. Looking for another guy looking for a debut. Martin Mitchell looking for a debut. So,
Jeff, yeah, we can barely hear you, dude. Don't talk
really?
Through the pillow. Don't talk through the pillow.
Can you hear me?
No, there you sound a little better. Art Mitchell, you're talking about?
Martin Mitchell is looking for a pro debut, just like Alex will be. If he's good, he's the one worth fighting. He's got, this is the thing with him, he's got zero amateur fights. Zero. First one's going to be next weekend, and then he, not with us, but next weekend, and then he's turning pro. But he can make that happen.
Oh, is that the kid that trains with Bart?
No, that's got to change the sleeve. Four-time state champion wrestler. He doesn't have anything else, so I don't know. That's 125 is around, dude.
Does Alex walk pretty close to like that 125, 130 area, Aaron?
Well, you know, he did. We put him on a little bit of a weight program. He's you know, he works at the gym full time. I mean, he runs the front door. He's got nothing but trainers helping him with his workouts, and yeah, he walks around. He's consistently. I mean, I talked to him the other day. He was still at you know, he's still at 35. So I mean. He's walking heavy, but, you know, he'll get it down there. It's not a big deal for him to cut the weight, so, you know.
So I was just more curious
about,
as to where he walks at.
He's close. He's 35, 36, you know. He's not huge, but he's not, you know, he's not the first Alex that we saw, you know, when he was coming in, you know, fighting at 123 when he's walking around at 25, you know. So he's putting on a little size, a little strength, and you know, but I think he's even talked about it. I mean, if the opportunity came up, you know, if the right organization came up and the UFC ends up having a 115-pound class, he may go there, you know. So who knows where he's going to end up, but, you know, it's nice to be able to eat and lift and train like he has. And, you know, he's doing what he likes. So 25 is where he's at.
Nice.
Who else do you got that's looking for a fight? Who's next on
Aaron? You know, I got a 85er named Jose Rodriguez. He's 85, 170, you know. Kind of in limbo right now after one shut down. He was training at one, and now that they've kind of closed the doors, he's floating around a couple gyms.
Mute yourself, goofball. So are they officially done there at one?
You know, officially, as far as I know, I haven't physically drove by the gym, but yeah, it's pretty much done. A bunch of guys have left there. I don't really know what Coach Scott's doing or what Jamie Huey's doing or where they've gone or where they've landed, but yeah, it's officially closed as far as I know.
Most of those guys head up to Sports Lab?
Well, you know, Sports Lab is, you know, hitting on those guys, but you know, some of those guys that don't fit into that environment, you know. Some of these guys are, you know, they're still lower-level amateur guys there that were training there, you know, tough guys. And they like the home environment that, you know, that Quest had and then Juan had. And so, you know, we've sent, you know, Jose's, he's at Rise Above MMA right now. And, you know, Ron's got some good guys. So, yeah. You know, Ron's looking to pick up a few of those guys. A couple guys are going in there training. And so, yeah, it's good. They need to branch out a little bit and find a different home.
I strongly encourage any guys looking to check out anywhere to go and to at least give Nick Gilardi a chance to get in your ear. A live MMA, 5607 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard, Portland, Oregon, people. If you're here in the Portland area and you just left one MMA, I would go check out a live.
So, yeah, there's lots of great gyms popping up, you know. I mean, Nick's been around a long time. He does have a great gym, you know. A couple guys went over to Impact. jiu-jitsu, you know, they're just great camps everywhere, you know, and hopefully these guys find a home and they get back to training and get back to fighting.
Most definitely. Ryan, you want to give a shout-out to Alex's sponsors real quick?
Yeah, MMA Madhouse, Clinch, Mouth Guards. We got, of course, Left Coast Fight Gear, Dead God's Tattoo. Oh, man, I know I'm going to forget some of these guys. But we'll have you out on the banner, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out on Saturday night. So catch it on the live stream. If you don't make it out, it's going to be a great fight. And thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, Aaron, we appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
Okay, I'll see you guys up there. Have a good night. Thanks.
All right. Oh, that's dirty. That's dirty. That's dirty.
Play,
dude,
huh?
We are being joined by one half of what many are calling the second to last retirement fight. But if this guy has his way, it may be the retirement fight, folks. We're being joined by Frankie Orr right now. Frankie, how's it going?
Going good. How you guys doing?
Doing really, really good, man. How's everything going for you lately?
Oh, I can't complain. You know, staying busy, staying healthy, and you know, staying active and training hard.
Getting Ryan ready? Ryan's ready?
What's that?
Is it Ryan's ready?
Ryan's ready. Ryan's, you know, he's been putting in his time, and, you know, he's earned this one. It's definitely a challenge we were looking forward to in the next, you know, couple fights for him. It came a little early, but, you know, he's that guy and always has been that's going to step up and put in the time, put in the effort, and give it his all once he gets there in the cage.
Sure. I'm excited for him.
Brady, how's your elbow doing, bud?
Oh, it's doing good. You know, it's been a while since that's bothered me. That was an unfortunate little thing there in my last matchup. Definitely, you know, it's you know, time heals all wounds, and it's you know, pain's gone, strength's back, and, you know, I'm training at 100%, and I hadn't even thought about it until you mentioned it, so that's a good thing.
Fired the ref,
great,
so that
man,
won't
that
happen
was...
again.
Yeah, blame the ref. I'll kick that ref right in the nuts when I see him.
I'll hold him for
again.
You.
He's going to play.
I think he retired after that fight.
He did.
What's that? The ref retired. No. It's you know what? That's one of those things, you know. I'm glad that I'm able to chat with Jeff about it and give him feedback. He gives me a lot of good feedback. I've followed fighting in some form or another my whole life. And you know what? He's in the middle of a battle. He has a split second to make a decision. He might not have had the angle at the moment, so be it. You know what? It happens. We, you know, you watch last night, there's a couple instances on the UFC where, hey, the ref just doesn't see it, or it's not what, you know, the fighter thinks, you know, happened. So, but that one definitely hurt for a few weeks afterwards. That, I think that was probably worse than the elbow.
Great. Sorry about that. I don't know how I'd, yeah. Those pictures kill me.
Yeah, it's, you know, it happens, you know. It's not the first time I've been kicked in a fight, and, you know, it's, you know, it happens. Maybe I should just keep my feet on the floor.
what are you thinking about that main event, about that amateur main event there that next weekend, Frankie, Rob Cannon and Ryan?
It's going to be a great matchup. It's not the, you know, first time I've cornered against Rob. You know, Rob fought one of my guys last year when he won the 145 title there. So it's, you know, it's definitely an honor to get an opportunity for Basefit Mass to get back in there and go after that again. And it's an even, you know, bigger honor for me to see it be Ryan Schechterson. You know, everything happens for a reason. Brandon, you know, I don't coach him without a plan, a long term plan as well as short term plans. And you know, both of these opportunities that are coming about on Saturday night were part of the plan. This year, everything's come to fruition in regards to what we've had planned for Ryan. I kind of hit him away last year for a little bit because we know his deficits. Everybody knows his deficits. We all have weaknesses in our game, and it takes time to develop them. So we took Ryan away. Like, you know, he fought 12 times, and he was 18 years old, turned 19 since. So, you know, got to give that kid a break, mature, heal, enjoy life. And he's made a lot of changes in his personal life as well as his work ethic in the gym that have he's already, you know, had two title shots this year. This will be number two. He fought Chris Garcia in March there, and, you know, just probably the best, you know, amateur kickboxing match I've seen in a couple of years. Not the best ever, but, you know, it was a war. And that kid stepped up to the challenge as a fighter and a competitor. We stepped up as a team and as a gym and really, you know, prepared Ryan for that. Spent a lot of hours in there. It's you know, there's 24 hours in a day. I own the gym. You know, we use it when we use it, and you know, we always make sure we get in the work that we need to get in. And you know, Ryan's more than prepared for this.
What do you think about some of these younger guys that are starting in the game now at such a young age, Frankie? They just have advantages.
Starting at a younger age at this day and age, definitely. I started at 19. You know, I was 19, almost 20 when I got into it. I was a week over 20 when I had my first fight back in 97. But there wasn't the draw to it then. We're definitely counterculture in regards to what we're doing. That was back when they were like wanting to get rid of it. They didn't want to see it happening, and so there wasn't much happening out there mainstream. You know, once the mainstream hit, I definitely, you know, had more people to work with myself, and so I, you know, thought about all that, and that's what I brought back to North Bend myself personally. I'm trying to give back to these guys, and, you know, I've talked to so many people that grew up with me that were like, if we only had this when we're, you know, growing up, 18, 19, 20, 15 even. You know, I've got a lot of young guys that are in, and they're just into this, you know, and it's great because their minds are still very open and ready to grow and learn. So, they're to take advantage of it, it's a great thing. You know, Ryan's a good example of how it can change their life. You know, he's earned his right to be where he's at, and MMA and training in general got him there. I mean, he was going down a really bad path, and, you know, it's a good thing for them. You know, I think if they understand how to balance being an athlete with being a, you know, a member of society and working, you know, we still got to work. We're not all going to be, you know, six-figure professionals. But you still bring something out of it. What you know, in the end, everybody has their objective. Some of the people that come into my gym never aspire to fight. They just like to work out. They like the environment. So it's definitely, to answer your question, it's a good thing for them. And, yeah, I'm stoked to see so many going at it.
Were some of these changes hard to come by with Ryan, or did he kind of, you know, being able to step back away from fighting and just focus on the training aspect, did the changes you felt he needed to make come pretty easily?
In the training? Or
yeah.
Just in general?
In general.
With him, it did not come easy. Yeah, nothing came easy with it. It's definitely, I'm a nice person in general, and but there's sometimes where you've got to be a hard ass with somebody, and he asked for me to be that person, and so it's not been easy, but it's happened because he's wanted the changes and things like that to occur, and that's why it has happened. Was it easy? No. Could it have been harder? Yeah, because if he didn't want to change, he wouldn't have, and you know, he wouldn't be able to do what he does if he was not wanting to do it. And it took him a while. It took me a long time to learn how to help him change some stuff and him to learn how to be changeable. Once it kind of clicked and we started working together a little bit better and communicating, and it started to happen a lot easier. I mean, let's look at it right now. We're looking at about 20 months in since, you know, he's come back in and has not missed a day since. And it shows. It shows. I truly... You know, I know I'm biased. I think he's the most improved fighter I've seen in the last year and a half. Everybody improves, but he's made some just great changes. You know, came to me with minimal athleticism, stiff as a board, could barely touch his kneecaps, let alone his toes. Now the kick and head kick over 6 feet, stuff like that. And you know, he's just improving all around.
So
he has
improved
a lot.
How many more guys do you have in fights before your camp starts? And will you step back a little bit from coaching when you start camp?
So camp starts. Yeah, I always look at it. I got to have that time frame of, you know, the 6 weeks out. After Ryan's fight, yeah, I guess, you know, that would be when I say my camp starts. I've been working, you know, towards my next fight since May 11th. You know, I think that was the last time I fought. You know, I didn't walk out of the ring going, oh, boy, what did I do? I knew I didn't need to keep moving forward. I've been training, getting ready for it and everything, but diehard camp, you know, staying 110% focused, more focused on me.
it will start after Ryan's fight. You know, it's funny because he loves to chit chat about stuff, and you know, we you know, talk about fighting. But I try to stay focused on him right now. I mean, this is a big moment for him. So yeah, I don't take away from him in regards to, you know, he's up. He's got a fight. He's had, you know, this is his third fight in the last 2 months. So he needs a little break afterwards. So definitely we'll go ahead and focus on me, give him a little rest. But I'm pretty much, you know, I'm already running through camp. It's one of those things where I'm always just a week or two out. With Eddie, there's definitely just a lot of things I need to work on to be prepared for him in regards to what he, you know, he offers out there in the cage. And, you know, time's everything. We've had basically 12 weeks to get ready for this fight. So, you know, I'm 5 weeks into knowing that I'm going to fight Eddie. And so I've been working on little things. Instead of rushing last minute, I've been smart. You know, with everything I do have going on, from running my own business to working part-time for a chiropractor to, you know, being a husband, being a, you know, a son and a brother and doing everything else in life, you know, it's just a matter of pacing myself and making sure I do things early instead of trying to rush it. And then, you know, I can keep my head level, so.
Sounds like you're busy, but the fight will help you find some focus. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and Eddie. I mean, I like both of you guys, so I'm going to sit back and put my feet up on a table and enjoy the fight.
That's what I'm getting from a lot of people. It, you know, it's a big challenge for me. When I heard that, you know, the offer, I was like, well, you know what? You don't get anywhere not taking a risk, you know? And, you know, that's what I tell my guys. And I've rarely ever turned anything down. I can think of one match I turned down in the time that I've been back fighting, and it was actually against Alfonso. I'm like, dude, guys, come on. You guys are a monster compared to me, and they want me to fight him at heavier weight. I'm like, I can't do it. You know, that's the only time I've looked at a promoter and said that, you know, I'm not going to do it. So it's not so much about, you know, it is about winning. I mean, I'm professional here. It's about taking the bigger check home. You know, I'm not going out here to lose. I'm training to win. But I'm going to make sure I have fun doing this. And I think this is going to be great for the fans of MMA here locally. Now, getting to see a couple older guys in the game go at it, get to see Eddie come back. Sounds like he's got a huge fan base, which is awesome. I bring an okay fan base with me over to Kingston. In general, you know, I got a lot of followers myself. And, you know, I think that place is going to give everybody goosebumps. It's going to be a great night. I'm excited.
Fuck yeah.
How much fun will your pupils have shark tanking you for once?
Shark tanking me?
Now he's got a gym that he goes to too. So Frankie's taking shark tank by pros. Yeah. He doesn't have to use his own students.
Yeah, no, I get out and I cross train with other individuals. I don't just sit here and linger amongst my youth and base what I'm able to do off of the fact I could beat up a 15, 16 year old kid. I cross train with several high ranked professionals. You know, Mike Hayes, 300 Hayes, Trevor Smith, CJ Marsh, the whole White Buffalo crew over there. I'm not just sitting here with my thumb up my ass. I'm out making sure I get better every day, and you know, I get in there with the White Buffalo guys. You know, listen to Clint Radovich and take what they say very seriously, because no, if I don't give myself, you can look at my amateur career at the end there where I wasn't giving myself to a corner. And you can see where I just went in there and I was like, oh, no, fuck you guys. Just bring me water. Make sure I'm getting my blood wiped off. That was what I was doing for a bit there. I had to get myself to a corner, to a team. And I've got guys that are with me on a regular basis at my gym as well who are, you know, making sure that I am addressing what I need to address in regards to my skill sets. So, yeah, I'm not just sitting here thinking I'm the end-all, be-all of base fit mass MMA. This is a team all the way across the board. I never refer to this as my team. It's our team. And, it you know, that means I need someone to check me. It means that I need someone to make sure, hey, Frank, your shit's off right there. Let's go ahead and, you know, you need to work on this. Okay, you know, because I train – you know, it's weird. I sit there. It's like we were at the, you know, that fight in May, and it's like, shit, I trained with these guys. Five people I trained with all win. And it's like, why didn't I go out there and just dominate, you know? But it's because it's just I do bring a lot of pressure into the ring and bounce it with stuff outside. I've had people who say, if you just fought, you'd be undefeated, but you worry about everything else. And, yeah, maybe they're right. You know, maybe I'd have just one or two lockers. I don't know. But it's irrelevant to the point of I'm doing what I want in life. I'm having a blast, and I'm still learning. I'm a perpetual learner. I've,
You know, we've got shitload of college credits, more than, you know, people would be like, damn, why don't you have more degrees than, you know what I mean? I kind of have a thirst for knowledge, and this is a beautiful thing that we do with mixed martial arts, and it's what I learned at 19. At 19, I was a shithead, too, but I thought I could beat up anybody. I walked into AMC, saw some people that look like I do now, you know, like, oh, look at this fucking nerd, and I'm like, whoa, nerd, you just kicked my ass. You know, I want to call him a nerd. You know, then you find out that there's somebody out there who's going to put you in check. And that, if you know me, you see me, you know, you see me wear polos, walk into things, and, you know, nobody thinks I'm there to fight. But, you know, it's because I'm not walking around pushing that. I try to, you know, be somewhat professional, but, you know, I just
have fun.
Well,
and it doesn't help, Frankie, that you're, like, one of the nicest guys around the MMA game in Washington. I mean, honestly,
he is the nicest.
Yeah.
Be nice.
I mean,
nice.
And that might be my downfall. That might be my downfall. You know, I like to chat with Andy Pavez a lot about these types of things, and he sent me a nice thing about the stare down. I'm not sure if anybody else got that. And, you know, I'll smile. I'm a sick twisted fuck. You know, I'm not smiling at you because I'm worried about it. I'm like, you know, go back to the Carl Edwards fight. You know, I spent like 5 minutes underneath his big fist laughing and smiling because I'm a sick fucker, dude. You know, sometimes I do this just to get out of myself. And you know, but it's just one of those things. So I need to be the, you know, a little bit more alpha in there. And that's what I took from what Andy, you know, he said, you know, that's what his message meant was, hey, bro, quit smiling and start kicking some ass. One of the hardest cross training sessions I ever had, and I'll never forget it, was when I went to Ivan's place one Friday night with Buddy Max Murray, took us in there. And, dude, it was a fight. It was, dude, Ivan's over there. Grab him like this, Frank. Now punch him. No, fucking hit him. I'm like, all right, just unloaded. You know, I'm like, holy crap. I'm like feeling bad. I'm like, Ivan wants me to beat up on this dude, but that's what he, you know, it was fight training. It was awesome. You know, I had a blast. I walked out with a fat lip, black eye. So, yeah, but I need to be less of the businessman in the ring, and I need to be that animal. And, you know, and that's what we always say. You got to find your animal at our gym. We all got little silly animal names, you know. Well, except for the mangler, that's a story for another time. But you know, and I have fun. You know, win or lose, it was great. Lonnie Champion gave me a pretty good compliment after the fight. He's like, you know what? I actually like you. Because usually after fights, guys are like, you know, blah blah blah. But he said he went up to Tad and was like, hey, that guy's not too bad. You know, because I know that I can win some, I can lose some. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, where the stars at that night. So.
Well, the fight before that, the stars were right where they're supposed to be because they were vicious. Against,
yeah. Oh,
what's his name? Eatonville MMA.
Freddie?
Yeah, Freddie.
That was one where I really, you know, I went into that fight. I looked over at him, and I was like, hey, see Ryan over there, you know. No disrespect to Freddie as a youngster, no disrespect to the younger guys. I just, like, I can't let my guy kick my ass. You know, I've had Ryan tell me submission holds where I'm like, dude, I'm going to the fucking hospital right now because I'm going to say I didn't tap to Ryan. He broke my fucking arm or leg, big deal, but I didn't tap, you know. But it's one of those things. I looked over there, and I told myself I am the alpha dog, and I train with guys that are 1,000 times stronger, 1,000 times bigger, and, you know, whoop on me more than I'm not going to let it happen, you know. And it's just unfortunate. When I hit him with that punch that knocked out his contact, I was just me getting warmed up. I was like, just touch him. Boom. And, you know, unfortunately, that popped out. And, you know, I was getting comfortable. I was feeling really good, and things were coming together. I was wanting to get more wrestling in and that. Everybody's like, oh, this is wrestling. Watch his wrestling. I'm not a shabby wrestler myself, you know. And so, you know, it was a fun fight. You know, it's, I had a blast either way.
When are you not having fun? What is Frankie Orr doing when he's not doing MMA shit for fun?
Oh, crap. You know, this day and age, I'm pretty engulfed in all this. Boy, I like to, you know, get out with my wife, go hiking, you know, take my dog out and about, go check out the lake, get up, you know, we got a lot of nice areas here, Mount Si, Rattlesnake, you know, we get out and just enjoy this area, and, you know, nothing too exciting. Don't travel too much these days, you know, with business. It kind of keeps me close to home, but, you know, a lot of Con Ed stuff. So.
Nice,
kind of
man.
Boring. I'm getting old, guys.
Oh, shit. How old are you now? You can't be. I don't even want to hear it.
I'll be 36 for my next one.
Oh, okay. So we're the same spot.
Yeah, I got
to be 36 on my next one.
Nice.
Means you're both old.
Ah, fuck
shut up,
that,
Grandpa.
Yeah, wear your fucking glasses next time. Bring your bifocals. Are you getting cataracts checked out or something? I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that glaucoma medication legal up there? Get that fixed, Joe.
Heck yeah, heck yeah.
Is all of Ryan's heavy stuff done for the week? Is he just going to be trying to maintain that cardio and maybe do some like light pad work throughout the week?
Oh, light pad work all week. You know, like today he just came in and went lightly while I was rolling with a dude, and you know, he's hitting the bag, and I'm just kind of, you know, I'm at a point where I'm letting him just, you know, figure out what he wants to do, as opposed to be like, this is what, you know, we know what we need to do. But, yeah, at the same time, he just needs to get comfortable with what he's ready to do. And that's where we're at, going to have him kind of figure that out. Hit a lot of pads. His weight's looking great. You know, we figure right now it's the time to go to 45, you know, because as he grows, he's not going to be able to, because he's matured physically a lot. So, you know, 45, he's already ready to get there. If we had to do it tomorrow, we would. So, yeah, he's just, wow. You know, a little light running, nothing too risky.
That's cool. That's good. That was my one concern. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got that down. You know, it's a lot of, you know, just dietary recognition, understanding, you know, about the fuel component of what we're eating as well as what we are putting into our system. You know, a couple of the guys that have come in to the gym as part of my camp over the last year have really helped us with that. And it's more so just kind of, I think, guilting us a little bit, letting us know, and, hey, dude, no AMPM after training, all right? You know, shit like that. So we're like, hey, there's just too much good stuff, you know, so we got to go. But, you know, and they're right. You know, I had my one friend look at me, you know, he's laughing. I was like, what? He goes, I don't know how you've gotten to where you are with the diet that you have. And that stuck with me. It was, you know, almost a year ago, and I've changed it gradually over the last year. And, you know, fortunately, I grow a lot of my own food here at the house. I mean, nothing organic. I'm not into it that way, blah, blah. I don't think I'm some kind of organic fruitcake, but no offense to you organic people, but. You know, I got a lot of berries and stuff that grow out here, and you know, I grow my own fruit and vegetables, you know, so it's nice. I try to stay close as healthy as possible, but I still, you know, still get my Cheez-Its when I can.
What's the one thing you can't turn down that you should turn down as far as food?
Oh, man. You know, I thought about that after last time, and it's a big-time Mexi burrito at Taco Time. The beef one with all the tater tots thrown in there, a little bit of, you know, rice and beans. That's just definitely, I got to admit, after we talked last time, I actually went and got one. I was like, you know, what can I have after my fight? And then, like, the next day I went and got one. I was like, and I thought about it. That's how bad it is. I was like, dude, I felt like a crack fiend, like, out behind the dumpster eating a taco. You know, it was horrible. It's like, don't let my wife see me. Oh, I've had her leave the room during a weight cut before. I cut 42 pounds in 28 days for that Strikeforce fight a couple years back, and she's in here. I forget what it was exactly. What were you eating, honey? McDonald's? Chicken nuggets. Yeah, chicken nuggets, week of weigh-in. And just jumping away, smelling awesome. I'm like looking at her like, are you for real? And she looks at me, and I'm like, did you go in the other room? Like, what? I was like, you're eating fucking chicken nuggets in front of me. Come on, now this thing smells so good, like my mouth's watering right now thinking about it. So, yeah, it's just, you know, one of those things. Is now we're at a point to where she doesn't have the headache because she, you know, she cooks a lot of good stuff for me. And so week of my meals, it's, you know, I'm eating every day and, you know, eating 3 to 4 times a day week of. And, you know, so is Ryan. That's like the last two weigh-ins Ryan's gone to, we've been having to feed him a little bit. So, yeah, we've got it down. I might have to go to 55. I don't know. We'll see how this shit works out.
Shit. That will be interesting, man. Well, hey, dude, we appreciate you taking the time to come on and join us tonight. You want to give any shout-outs real quick?
Definitely, you know, Base Fitness Massage Therapy, my gym there, White Buffalo Warriors, Clanch Valhalla. I think it's Five Fingers, new sponsors picked up there. Guys that make the shirts out there in Bainbridge area. You know, the Ring Demon guys down there help us out. You know, obviously to my wife, Ryan's mom, for, you know, ever standing by us while we do all this stuff. I forget anybody. This is Dave, right?
Dave?
No. Or is this Ryan? Who's all on tonight?
Rob and Jeff. Maybe he might be around here somewhere, but I don't know where the hell he's at.
I'm just kicking back listening, man. It was a good interview, man. If you've never met this gentleman or didn't know about his fight career, I guarantee you at the end of this interview, you're Googling his shit and you're trying to find him.
Well, you can probably Google his shit, literally, like after the story you just told us.
I might take his shit and put it on YouTube. You don't know. In Battlegoat. I heard something about the Battlegoat shit,
Frankie,
and I don't know.
When do you take your shits on fight day? Do you take your shit at the arena? Like, your last shit before the fight, is it at the arena or, like, at the house before you go, or?
You know, that's a good, I think it's here at home now these days. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I'll be honest, bro. Maybe I should shit at the arena, but I'm kind of a courteous grappler. Maybe I should start taking a sneaky cornhole out there or something, and, you know, maybe my guys won't, you know, be trying to take me down and stuff. I don't know. But it's one of those things. I'm like, I definitely don't do that at the arena. I'm not gonna sit on the dirty ass toilet. But but I just, you know, I'm kind of a courteous grappler. You know, you never know when you're asking to end up in your opponent's face, and you know, it's like, hey, I don't need them telling everybody my asshole stunk in the middle of a fight. You know.
Yeah, dude, because, you know, and you never know what kind of toilet paper you're going to get on, you know, on location, so sometimes it's better to, you know, make sure you do that at the house.
Yeah, some shows you don't even know if there's going to be toilet paper. There is at the Point Casino, though, so.
How did we find this out? Somebody's shit at the Point Casino. Probably Jeff. Where is Jeff? I think Jeff, like, took Taka through the pillow to a whole new
Jeff's
level.
Taking a fucking nap, bro. He's the old guy on the show. He's got to take a quick nap real quick.
Why can't you hear me?
Because
you're
barely
hearing
me.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Do it.
Well,
what the hell?
Yeah, hey.
Can you hear me?
Jeff. Yeah, we can hear
you. Yeah, we
can
hear
you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
you're screaming at the phone.
Jeff's been talking for a half hour is what he's going to tell us now.
I've been
talking for half an hour.
Dude, he had the extra world peace in that time, and he fucking forgot it already. Dang it.
Man, if you do, actually, it's embarrassing how much I've been talking to myself here in the room now that I know how long you haven't been able to hear me. I thought it was part of the conversation.
Oh, man.
I said some really funny
stuff.
When
nobody was answering your questions, wasn't that like a big sign, like maybe we don't hear what you're saying?
No, I was like, fucking Rob, stuff me again. And then start to say something again. Then you come.
And
again,
just shut you down. Keep my thumb on his mic.
Damn, I'm technically challenged with this freaking bug.
Hey, can anybody hear Jeff yet? What happened to Hoiby? Oh, fuck it. You guys are too much fun. Oh, man, I'm sitting there, too. I'm glad I answered. Every time you guys call me, like, the first time I pick up, it, like, hangs up. So now I'm going to know that. I'm like, if anybody's calling me from New York at 11:30 their time.
It's me.
Yeah.
Or Frank Shamrock.
Hey, Ken
Shamrock.
If they call me up, I'm gonna have a blast chatting with those guys. How the fuck did you get my name? Like, what are we gonna chat about? That'd be fun to bullshit with.
It'd be $19 a minute, though.
You can do it.
That's what he charges.
Oh, really? Are you
fucking real?
Yeah.
Dude, you call and you leave your name and number on this service, and during a 24-hour period, in the next 24 hours, he will call you, and it's $19.99 a minute for him to talk to you. And Javier's laughing his ass off right now, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Oh, shit, was dude.
Oh,
and
man.
And you know he's
going to
call you when
words.
He's taking a crap. He's going to call you when he doesn't care. He's going to be like, yeah.
He's going to Snapchat,
And he's going to be like, hold on a second. And he's going to let that phone sit for a minute. He's going to get back. Sorry. Sylvester Stallone was over here massaging my feet.
Dual software isn't working. A little plugged up.
Right on. All right, let's go get another guest, Frankie. You're out of here.
All right, I see. I'll
burn my cataracts.
Kick me in the nuts and push me out of the fucking cage. That's how I see how it is here.
No, I have
all
to
right,
be kicking in the nuts. Out of the cage. Thanks,
Frankie. All right, thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, Frankie.
Good guess, man. And I know, Rob, you're ready for a commercial break. Big shout-out to the sponsors for this show. Revolver MMA, baddest walkout shirts you're going to find, folks. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, getclinch.com, best mouth guards. That's how this show rolls. Futurefighters.com, the best website for the future of our sport. Also want to give a shout-out to the best walkout music man in the business, Mikey Ruckus, and also the best local MMA coverage anywhere on this planet, MMA Madhouse. We're going to play a quick song, a little Hank Williams III, since no one else picked, and we'll see you in 3 minutes.
Well, my name is Cecil Brown, and I'm from a little town where people don't think much of me. I never understood why they thought I was no good, but this is how it seems. The feelings of this worn out cowboy would make you feel so cold. I've traveled up and down so
third. Everybody's unmuted. Now, okay, hey, hold on. So in about 10 minutes, people, you can call this number, 310-742-1799. I'm going to say it slower for you now. 310-742-1799.
9, because we're going to be doing a giveaway to Cage Warrior Combat 6, the pay-per-view on Go Fight Live TV. That's GFL.TV, people. I don't know how you don't know what I'm talking about if you don't, because we talk about it on every show we have. Last night, I watched this awesome World Series of Fighting Central America, Ricardo Mayorga versus Level Martinez. I don't even know if he even had time to set the guillotine choke before Mayorga was tapping, but it was a great event and on GFL. So next weekend, Cage Warrior Combat is on GFL, and those guys will be calling in with questions, trivia, people. It's trivia time. Get your thinking hats on.
I agree that this was going to be great. A lot of you fans that are not in the Pacific Northwest, you guys want to see what kind of talent level we have from amateur to pro. This is a card that you'll be able to see some great fighters on. You'll be able to see some great, great fights. I tell you what, Lapaki, I know that it's going to, you know, they've consistently put on great cards, and you're going to be commentating on this, you know, kind of breaking, you know, into that scene, and it's going to be great to have you because, you know, obviously you have a great intellect of the game today, and fans, you don't want to miss this. I mean, the great thing about GFL that you might not understand is, yeah, you'll be paying anywhere from $9.99 to, I think, the most expensive one I've ever seen is $19.99, but you get to have them on demand on your account for life. Right now, Madhouse has probably close to 80 events on demand. That means we can sit down on our cell phones, our laptops, our Rokus, our computers.
On your dog's
watch.
Mother's cell phone.
Yep, and you can watch over and over and over all the events that you've purchased or won for free. Plus, this site has French Custom Mouth Guards, you know, Sunday Night Breakdown on there, other shows, boxing, MMA. They have free events every week. So it's just
Last night I learned, thanks to GFL, how long it takes to put a cage together.
Yes. Dude, for real, that was the truth.
And it is just under an hour.
Hey, did you notice the first panel, the two little skinny guys on top trying to pull it down, but the fat guy laying on the ground?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, why did you put the fat guy up there and put the skinny guy on the ground?
They weren't thinking that far ahead, dude. It was so funny to watch because, the first couple panels definitely took the longest. Like, once they got to, the third panel, it became a lot easier for them to do. They kind of found their rhythm at panel 3, dude, because, after that, they kind of flew up. But the first one, dude, they looked like it was, a bunch of fucking ants trying to move the fucking Great Wall of China.
Oh, yeah, that's no bullshit.
But, dude, the quality of fights that you saw at World Series of Fighting, you will see that at Cage Warrior Combat. I'm telling you right now. It's going to be a great, great, great event.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to calling it Jeff from Clinch.
You what?
Well, if you talk.
Yeah, I don't understand. I think it's sometimes I think Jeff gets scared on the radio.
You can't hear me?
Now we can hear you. Go, you can't hear me? I think you just come on saying, you can't hear me? Then we're like, oh.
Is that working? You were buying that?
Yeah. We might be buying that, yeah.
All right. Well, we have a guest on the line and one calling in.
Oh.
On the line, we have
Ryan
Shepherdson. Ryan Shepherdson is facing Rob Cam next weekend. 145 Cage Warrior Combat title.
Dude, yeah.
How you doing, Ryan?
Yep. How's everything going, Ryan?
Everything's going good. I just got done with a little night workout. I just hit 155, and I'm feeling pretty good.
How annoyed are you with the diet and the weight cut at this point?
What was that?
How annoyed with the diet and the weight cut are you at this point, a week out from fight day?
Not really annoyed. I mean, there's stuff I want to eat, but, I just got to just got to tell myself it'll taste better after the fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's got to be like, that's the part for me that would be, just be like, man, that would be the hardest part is being like, no cheeseburgers, no pizza.
I'd say the hardest part is probably the first part of your cut when you're eating a bunch of crap, and then you gotta say, okay, I gotta start dieting, and then the change is the hardest part. But I don't know, what's after a few weeks or so of just doing it every day, you get the hang of it.
How, what do you think about the fight with Rob Tan, man? What are you looking forward to about that?
I feel pretty good about it. I mean, I know he's a tough guy, and he actually, one of my old teammates, Aaron, when he won the title. But, I'm not going to let that scare me, you know. I just, I know he's a dangerous guy, but, I mean, you know, I feel it'll be a real good test for me in the, letting myself know how good of a fighter I am, you know, and I just gotta, when I took the fight, I knew he was a dangerous guy, but I just can't fool myself in fighting guys to where it's like, I'm too confident that I'll beat him. I just gotta test myself, you know. So I feel this is gonna be a really good test for me.
And fuck Chris
Garcia, what
kind
of things did
before.
You think you wanted to focus on?
What was that?
What areas did you want to focus on for this fight?
What do I want to focus on?
What did you want to focus on during your camp for this fight?
Well, I know he's a black belt in judo. I mean, I don't want to give too much of my plan away, but, I mean, I just look to outscore him on the field. Dominate in the clinch and dominate on the ground.
Sounds like Jeff keeps wanting to say something.
No. Well, no.
What?
I don't think, maybe. Huh?
Jeff.
What?
God, Jeff, you gotta talk clearly, bro. You sound like you're talking into a set of boobs, dude.
No, he sounds like he's talking through a pillow, dude. We do too, because that would be a lot more interesting.
Cool. Well, there's someone on hold. The guest is on hold. So, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Well, we just started
talking
to Verizon. Are you on Verizon? Is that the problem here?
I am on Verizon. No, I'm not. I'm on. Yeah, I am. Yeah, no, I don't know.
So now you have another person on the line?
Yes. I had to call in. Ryan just called out of nowhere. Ryan just all excited, ready to kick somebody's ass, called up. There's the mangler.
Oh.
Let's throw down.
What's behind the nickname?
Oh, man. So I forgot what we were talking about at first at the gym, but it all started out with one day at the gym. And I don't know, they were making fun of me for something, and I was just like, whatever. And then they were like, oh, I know what you're going to do when you go home tonight. You're going to be at home mangling yourself. And Frankie was like, that's it, the mangler.
Brutal. No wonder he didn't tell the story. That's good. Well, thanks for calling in, Ryan. We got to get to the other guests. Go ahead and call in, but
alrighty.
I'm looking forward to your fight.
Yeah, thanks.
Great fight.
Yeah,
thanks. Tell your coach to take all your airtime next time.
I know, right?
Cool.
Alrighty, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys, and I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, man, cool. It was nice chatting with you, bro.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was Ryan Checkerson, one half of your 145-pound amateur title fight next week, folks.
Who's got the computer?
We have local 155 pound badass. Is he gone? No, he's there. Hey, he's there.
I'm here.
Now 1-0 pro, ready to tear up the pros. Tom the Gun Wilson. How you doing, Tom?
Good, man. How you guys doing? Doing really well, really well. You want to tell everybody where you train out of and your record real quick? Yeah, I train out of Koga MMA right in Woodinville, Joe DeRobio's gym. And my record's 1-0 as a pro. I just went pro last weekend, so just trying to get as many fights in as we can.
Who did you beat up last weekend?
Last weekend was Gary Winslow out of American Combat Academy.
He's tough.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He had some hard hits, but, you know, I was just calm, stayed in my cage, and just looked for my openings. So,
what do you think about the fight with Praxis? That's a pretty short turnover.
What's that?
It's a pretty short turnover between fights.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get hurt. I mean, I felt really good afterwards, you know, and so I might as well just keep them going as I'm winning.
You don't really get out of shape, do you? Aren't you pretty much in shape all the time? Stay ready all the time?
What's that?
Don't you pretty much stay ready all the time? Are you in shape all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the gym 6 days a week. I mean, you know, I took Sunday off after the fight to milk a hangover, but Monday I was back in there doing work, so...
Like to have a couple after the fight, do you?
Yeah, you know, I used to go to parties and get into fights, and now I go to fights and get into parties. So I like to enjoy life.
Yeah, that's a nice. Great way to look at it, man. Where's the after party at for this weekend?
You know, I'm not sure yet. I haven't really spent a lot of time over there, so I don't know what's going on.
There's a place at the casino that I'm sure will be your choice over there.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and find a ride over to the fight so I ain't got to drive back home.
There you go. Well, I know that there's other people coming that are staying in that hotel that you'll be able to get a ride with for sure.
Right.
From out of town.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I love doing all this, you know. We go out, we fight, you know, sometimes I hang out with the guys afterwards, and it's, you know, we're all doing the same thing, and we just like to enjoy life. So.
What got you, was it just,
what's
go ahead,
that?
Go ahead, Rob.
No, go ahead, Jeff.
I was asking, what's the toughest fight that you've had so far? How many amateur fights you have?
As an amateur, I was 8-3.
So what was the toughest fight out of the last 12 fights?
Toughest fight? A tough dude I fought in Arlington was John Kay. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah, the Asian guy, right? And he's a little bit older?
Yeah, he's a little bit older, right? Yeah, his stand-up was, I mean, it surprised me coming out. And so it was a close fight. That was good. I got a lot of respect for him. So.
Yeah, that was he does really good stand-up. Real good hands.
He hit me with some hard hits, and I just had to bite down on the mouth guard and keep coming forward.
You just have like a bowling ball for a head or what? Because I've just seen you get hit hard a lot of times, and it just doesn't seem to do much to you, except you get that goofy little grin on your face like you liked it, and then it's like, oh, damn.
Yeah, it's kind of an on switch. I kind of use, you know, it don't bother me too much, so I see their openings. I just look right through it, and, you know, it's kind of my game.
What do you think about Praxedis? What does he bring to the table that you like?
Praxedis, he's been around for a while, you know, so it'll be a good test. He's got a lot of pro fights, and, you know, I've grappled with him once before. It was a while ago, is when I was new, but, you know, it should be a good test. I'm looking forward to it.
So is he. He's excited to be on the card. So
what's that?
You are too. He's excited too. He's excited to be on the card and get the chance to get in there and mix it up. He's like a junkie. He's a fight junkie. That guy would fight every weekend if he could.
I want to fight Beer Bomb.
He's like, I want to fight Beer Bomb. He doesn't care who it is. He just wants to fight whoever. Somebody good.
Yeah, that guy had a hell of a fight last weekend. Dude, he put it on the dude.
Well, so, Beer Bomb?
Lyle? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Victor Estrada.
I heard about it. It sounded pretty violent.
Yeah, for sure.
I think you could. There was like 25 fights of bad blood built up there, or something like that. Right. Yeah. He let it show. He came out there to fucking hurt someone. So. I guess what happened was like after Lyle's very first pro fight, Victor called him out. And so Lyle's been trying to get him to fight ever since, and it just now finally happened. Lyle's like 24 fights later. It wasn't even a fight. It was a beating. It was gnarly. I saw some of the video, and it was pretty crazy. Now, do you have any teammates fighting on this Cage Warrior Combat card? No, not this time. I trained a little bit with Ryan that you're talking to just a little bit ago. I like to hang out with those guys and get some rounds in with them, but no one from Koga on this one. We just kind of took this. I mean, I just found out about it, 4 or 5 days ago or whatever, so.
Oh, so we're going on short notice. This makes it even better.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming right off because I just fought last weekend, and, then on Tuesday or something, I found out that they want me to fight again next weekend, so.
And you're like, is there a party I can go to afterwards? And they said, yeah. And then you're like, all right.
Exactly. I got to wait an extra 2 weeks before I have a cheeseburger now, So.
Just tell them that they need to get you like a gift card to Dick's. Just tell them part of your pay needs to be a gift card to Dick's so you can go down and get a couple of good cheeseburgers.
Exactly, man. I love to eat, that's for sure. That's the hardest part about the camps and all that is being on diet, and... no pizzas and all that crap. So
now, do you throw the diet out the window once you make weight, or do you still eat like the clean, good energy food up through the fight, and then the day after the fight or that night after the fight, you just throw it all out the window?
I mean, after weighings, I eat really healthy. I really watch what I eat that next 24 hours, but. I mean, after the fight, I like to have some of my, some chicken wings and pizza and whatnot and enjoy all that. But, back to Monday, I'm back in the gym, so I'm pretty much always on a diet. So.
Right on.
Builds up a lot of animosity. I like to take it out on people.
There's nothing wrong with that. It helps, with that performance in the cage.
Exactly. They're getting between a dog and his dish, It's fun to take it out on them.
Man, I'm looking forward to your fight. It'll be a good one.
Yeah, it'll be good, man. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's getting kind of excited. Just a couple more days. Just got some weight to cut and get back in there.
Awesome.
How far are you going to go?
Sponsors or do you shout out to your coach or anything like that before we cut you loose?
I'll have, I haven't even had a lot of time to talk to my coaches, but Joe DeRobio will be out there, corner me. I'll have Jay Mandanas and I believe my boxing coach, James. So it's going to be good. It's
awesome.
Got a pretty good record going on there. So good group of guys.
Cool. Right on. Thanks for calling in, Tom. Look forward to the weekend.
Yeah,
I'll see the weigh-ins.
Cool. Sounds good.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom McGinn Wilson. Go TC him, Rob. You're going to love him.
Dude, I think he's got the right attitude, man. I already like the guy that's more, that he's wanting to make sure that there's a good party to go to afterwards.
He's the guy I told you about, though. He doesn't ever ask who he's fighting. He doesn't ever ask. He's not like, who is it? What's the record? What's their mom's name?
Dude,
what's their blood type?
I saw he has a win over Cameron Rivera.
He's tough, I'm telling you. Yeah, he does have a win over him. He's got some big wins. He beat Albert Katavosi, and that's really impressive to me. And John Kay,
yeah.
Who he was talking about. I don't think John Kay's lost to anybody except for Tom. We got the king
Tim.
Of the UFL. He's on too. How you doing?
Yep. Now do we have
What's
going on, guys? Not much. What's going on, brother?
None. Do we have anybody with the courage to take on this trivia challenge?
I think Jeff's looking at the board. Jeff, what callers do you got?
I am nobody.
What the hell is going on here? Okay, everybody, it's the question and answer time. First person
I'll be hanging
to call
out for
Jeff.
20 more minutes, though. They got 20 minutes.
So, hey, what did you think of the World Series of Fighting Central America?
I mean, you know what? It was cool. It was a good all-around card, the main event. You know, I was hoping for more of a fight, but, you know, it happens.
I actually liked the card. I only got confused at one point during the first Larga Espada brothers fight, where I totally just, like, I got so lost as to what the hell was going on. And the language barrier just wasn't working with me at that moment. But, I mean, outside of that one time, dude, I thought it was a great card.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the highest-selling GFL pay-per-views of the year, to be honest with you. Maybe, hopefully, it will lead to more work with World Series of Fighting.
Now, what did you think about Berto Soto Carras?
What did I tell you on Friday was going to happen? It exactly played out like my breakdown. You know, my co-host on ATG Radio, Frank Steya, was adamant about that Soto Carras did no chance. Berto was on another level, but I was telling everybody. I was on three different radio shows this week asked my predictions about this fight. Everyone, Soto Carras breaks him down, gets a late stoppage. And by golly,
What was your Demetrius Johnson prediction again?
I think it was Demetrius by unanimous decision or something like that.
Okay.
Mine was Demetrius gets knocked out, but hey, so I lost. Big deal.
Mine
but,
too.
I'll tell you what. My question for you fans out there to help you get off the chair and call in and win some free iPay-per-view from GFL for Cage Warrior Combat 6, Matt Coble defeated Tony Solis how and at what minute?
Solis.
Yeah, he fought on the last Cage Warrior Combat card. So, I mean, it's really easy, folks.
Did you hear about this boxing fight in Jersey this past weekend? There was a lot of, like, tension building up at the weigh-in between these two guys were in the main event. This one guy kept threatening to pull out unless they paid him more, and they kept succumbing to his demands. Now, to get in the ring before the fight, they announce the names. When the ref calls the guys to come out to the center of the ring for instructions, the guy runs out of the ring, runs back to the dressing room, but before he hits the dressing room, he drops his pants and names everybody in attendance.
Gotta love that.
Unfucking believable. That was like, that just makes, you know what, it's funny, but at the same time, how big of a coward is that guy?
What do you think it is that, like, has somebody get that close to actually stepping in the cage and then turning around and running out?
He's had, like, 10 fights. Apparently, like, he was the opponent coming into the guy's backyard and the fans were cheering for the guy that he was fighting. But that's about it. And then he just ran. The only time I ever seen a fighter run away from the ring like that before was
Andrew Sixhead Lewis, and it's because he was having, like, explosive diarrhea, so he had to run from the ring and quit the fight. Well, it's funny you say that, because a couple weeks ago on GFL, I watched Prison City Fight League, and they had two times, one for a title fight and one for a non-title fight, where one guy for the title fight was a co-main. He was sitting next to Grandpa Don Williams during the commentating and talking they were talking to him about his fight getting ready to come up after the co-main. And he got up to go get go to the back so when the fight was over, and he just left the arena.
Are you serious?
They were literally, the crowd was chanting pussy, like, and it was insane. And then they gave the title to the kid who did show. They said, look,
they should make sure to get that information out there to make sure that kid never fights again.
Oh yeah, they were blasting him all through the state of Michigan for about a week. But I found it, you know, really funny, because the first guy just, like, he just didn't no-show, you know. I mean, like, he just walked away before his fight was ever timed. When it came time, they said, look, the guy left the arena, so we're going to skip this fight. The main fucking event sits there, does an interview, gets up, the music's playing after the other guy's already in the ring, and his entourage is standing there waiting for him to come, and he never did. He just literally left the building. I mean, didn't even tell his team.
Was he sounding scared during the interview? Like, was he sounding nervous?
No, he was doing, like, this was his title fight. He was 7-2 going against an 8-3 guy for the title. You know?
Oh,
I
wow.
mean, he was, you know, I don't know. Like, he just chicken shitted out. He was like, all of a sudden, he was like, I made a bad choice. I should have
chicken
been a doctor like
out?
My mom.
Is that what you just said? Chicken shitted out?
Not to mention,
yeah,
it completely diminishes the value. It diminishes the value of that belt, because if they just hand it to the other guy, the belt really isn't worth a shit until people fight for it.
Yep. Well, you got it. What'd you say, Lepaki?
You said people chicken shit it out? That's what the listeners are doing right now.
Ooh.
Cowards.
Chicken shitting out. They're not even willing to call 310-742-1799 win a free fucking pay-per-view.
And
I mean,
the questions
that
are never that hard. We haven't had anybody actually lose yet. And I've seen people posting on the pre-show threads on Facebook. It sounded like people were going to call in. People were talking a big game.
Oh, yeah. Folks, I gave you guys, all you have to do is go to Cage Warrior Combat 5 results on MMAMadhouse.com and look at it. Super easy.
I'm gonna go and edit the post so that there is no time.
And then my question is just going to be an easy, probably UFC or Bellator related question. It's going to be something simple. So if you don't already win after the first two questions, there will be a third question that you should be able to answer with complete ease.
If you're taking the time out to listen to this show, then it should not be that difficult for you to answer any of the questions.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude, what events are you looking forward to this coming week, Tim?
Everything that's on GFL, as always. I know the Cage Warrior Combat's on. I know there's actually a good boxing card on. I believe it's the second. It's going to be the new Ray Robinson versus Sugar Ray Gnarr. Now, these guys are both guys that are kind of at the crossroads of their career. It's a must-win for both of them. Robinson's a Philly fighter. Gnarr comes via Ghana. So these two, Gnarr actually had an upset against a Bethlehem PA fighter on NBC Sports Network not too long ago. I believe it was June 14th. He defeated former ATG Prospect of the Year, Ronald Cruz. And now he's riding those coattails pretty high. He's coming into this fight. And, you know,
dude,
one of these guys are going to have to rebuild their career after Friday night.
Dude, the fighters from Ghana are some tough SOBs. Lawrence Nami, who's the president of the Kickboxing Federation down there. I mean, dude, he's got some – I mean, they got some crazy fighters down there that are just ridiculously talented. I wish we could see more coming out of that region.
Dude, yeah, Gano's always been good for boxing, dude. That's always been good, you know, for the striking force. Yeah. He even goes, you know, shit, Ghana's one of those weird little pocket countries, you know?
There's Uganda, too. One of my favorite boxers of all time. A lot of people, you know, weren't big fans of him because of his style, but one of my favorite fighters, Kasim Uma, was from Uganda. They made a whole movie about his life. He was a child soldier, got out of the country, and built a successful career in pro boxing, won a championship. You know, he did a lot of good work.
Well, and don't forget the Ugandan giant. Don't forget the Ugandan giant. Kamala.
What was that? Kamala, yeah. Well, he ended up losing a leg.
Diabetes will get you every time, man.
How about this weekend, too? Battle of Bally's Take On Production. Great Muay Thai event. They always put down classic event after classic event, so I'm looking forward to that. And then for more boxing on NBC Sports, you got the three to see. They're going to be highlighting three fighters, Tomas Adamak, Eddie Chambers, and Curtis Showtime Stevens. Hey, we got someone to step up, man. Let's bring them on.
Who is it? Who had the ball?
Milwaukee? The fan himself from Oklahoma, Mr. Clint Davis, had the ball. He's stepping up.
That's right.
So,
XFI Live is in the house, you guys.
XFI Live,
awesome,
dude. Hey, I'm going to throw out my first question because this is a great event and it's something that you're going to love. I asked it earlier. Matt Colby defeated Tony Solis via what?
Submission.
What time mark?
4:21.
Bam, first question down.
You know, I was
down.
So pissed that he couldn't do it at 4:20. I was so mad if he, you know.
Yeah, that would have been a pretty remarkable feat there. I would have liked to have seen that as well.
Lopaki, you're up next.
Who's the main event at the next Cage Warrior Combat?
Oh, my gosh.
We talked about it on tonight's show.
Man, you know, I was putting a five-year-old to bed, so I probably missed that piece. That's terrible.
Hold up.
I feel like
I got the third question. Now, this is going to be a more as a... Skippy would like to say a Zufa Zombie related question. So this you should be able to win the free eye pay per view with this question. He had one victory in the UFC. Who did Kimbo Slice defeat in his sole victory in the UFC?
Oh my gosh. You guys are killing me.
I can't even think of that one, dude. I'm sorry, dude, because Kimbo Slice, I never really.
I'm not even.
Right,
I'm not even Kimbo
fan. If you can't think of it, I'll shoot out another one. Give me 1 second. We'll do them all again. The answer was Houston Alexander, by the way.
Oh gosh! All right.
All right.
I was thinking Matt Mitrione for some
reason. My downfall, guys, is
Mitrione,
you know,
beat
him. Local MMA. I'm a local MMA guy.
All right, Skippy, you can throw out another question.
Okay, so how long have you been in Oklahoma? What part?
Well, I'm on the eastern side. I'm about 5 miles from the border of right at Arkansas. We've got a promotion.
Okay, what
at Arkansas.
Thomas Longacre's nickname? That's local. That doesn't get any more local than that. That's a fighter right out of Tulsa.
Man, I'm not even around there. But I tell you what, I can tell you a guy who used to be in UFC. Who had a little medical issue and was no longer in the UFC, and it took him a couple of years to get medically cleared, and he's worked his way back up, and he fought for a Victory Fighting Championship this weekend in Nebraska and won a title. Do you know who that is?
I would say Mikey.
Brian Foster.
I was going to say, we covered that event. We should know this shit.
Yeah. Well, when I think of UFC fighters out of that area, I always resort to Mikey Burnett.
Yeah. Brian Foster, he's one of our local boys. He went to school about 5 miles away from where I'm from.
All right, Skippy. I'm trying to give a pay-per-view out here. Give him one more question. This is for all the marbles.
I ought to get points for stumping the host here, you know?
Okay, dude, I got one.
That's not the name of the game.
How well do you know NAAFS?
Hold on. Two ears, one brain. Who's going first?
How well do you know NAAFS?
Not at all.
I know it's not Oklahoma. Okay.
Not at all.
Who won the UFC pay-per-view main event last night? Or not pay-per-view. UFC on Fox main event. Who won?
Oh gosh. What's his nickname? I sat here and watched the whole dadgum thing. The champ won it. The flyweight champ won.
Yes.
Yes.
Who told Rory to get out of the cage at the end of the Rory Markham fight? Who told him to get out of the cage?
Do what now?
Who told him to get out of the cage?
Rory McDonald to get out of the cage?
Who told Rory McDonald to get out of the cage?
Yeah.
Like 8,000 screaming fans?
Bingo!
No, it was me.
it was Jeff.
That was me.
He's just trying to throw out his fucking name.
Jeff's just trying to be a topper right now.
Right.
He called me 20 minutes after the show and he said, "Dude, I was in the shooter and ran out of toilet paper and Joe Silva slipped me a sheet, man."
What the fuck?
It doesn't get much better.
Come on, Tim's got his question.
All right.
I'm passing it off to Skippy. I'm letting Skippy answer the sudden death, do or die question.
My first question is, does Clint's Facebook Messenger service work?
It's what now?
Is your Facebook Messenger service working?
Not when
no
I got a phone
no
up cheating, to my ear.
Skippy.
Here you go.
Here's a
good local question for you in Oklahoma. Kenny Monday just started.
Before you ask the question, this is the question. This is the sudden death, do or die question.
Now, does this have to do with us being an Arkansas promotion, or does this have to do with Oklahoma where we don't fight?
No, this is just this is going to help you out where you can fight in Oklahoma.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Kenny
Monday just started a fight promotion. What's the name of that fight promotion?
Shoot. I don't even know. I have no idea.
Okay. Here.
You guys are murdering.
I got one better than that. Here. I got one. And if he doesn't nail this one, he's done. Super simple. Extreme Night of Champions, XFI 9. What is the date and location?
It's going to be at the Fort Smith Convention Center, 55 South 7th Street in downtown Fort Smith, Arkansas, on October 26th.
Who's the main event?
Is that even going to be on GFL?
I wish it was. That's what I'm pushing for.
Well, that's a non-GFL there, brother. Well, congratulations, Clint Davis. You are the big winner of the Cage Warrior Combat 6 iPay-per-view from GFL TV. First time ever hosted by Rob and Jeff Hobie. Yes,
man.
I said that, folks. That's the same Jeff Hobie that asked, or actually told, Bory McDonald to get out of the cage.
I hope you just called him Bory.
Bory, yeah. I don't think anybody around here can stand that guy. I don't know anybody who has ever fought for XFI down here who enjoyed anything that guy did.
Dude, that guy was such a joke. I mean, for real.
Well, you know, they're talking about propelling whoever won that fight. They're talking about propelling them to a championship match. And I looked at my dad. My dad said, neither one of these guys deserve. My dad's never watched MMA in his life. And he said, neither one of these guys deserve to be in a championship match.
That's true.
So
I thought it was disappointing. I thought it was such a letdown. I knew, I had a feeling, and Pocky, you might too. Hey, 1 second, folks, before we go off the live air. Big shout out to GoFightLive.tv for hooking up fans around the world. Also, Revolver MMA. You guys check them out at RevolverMMA.com. Clinch Cut the Mouth Guards at GetClinch.com. Future Fighters, you can find them on Facebook and FutureFighters.com. That's with a Z. Also, Mikey Ruckus, the best walkout music in the business, hands down. Hit him up, Mikey Ruckus. Okay. I thought it was going to become a wrestling match, truthfully. I thought we were going to see a ground war, but we didn't see shit, really.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad about tonight, guys. I feel like I kind of weaseled my way in, but at least you couldn't hear me typing like you could Crybaby Texas Jeff the other night, who it was terrible, his answering the questions. Oh, my gosh.
He was Googling like a motherfucker quick.
Dude, like crazy. Like crazy. I'm laying in the dark with a phone up to my ear and a fan going next to my head.
Too much information. Too much information.
Hey, I kept it above the shoulders, partner.
Hey, so when was your guys' last event?
We had one on June 29th. We had Extreme Infinity. It was our eighth one. We didn't know what to name it, so we turned the number eight sideways, and bada bing, you got an infinity symbol. So we had a good one there. We drew probably about 1,100 to 1,200 people. I know that the original number of tickets we printed, we exceeded that, and we kept. In fact, we had so many people lined up outside the convention center, we had to open the doors about a half hour early. So. Things are getting a lot better. In fact, we had a ring announcer who was just inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame with Mike Goldberg last weekend. That's Greg Squirrel out of Northwest Arkansas. And
I got to ask you, since I have you here, dude, was that stoppage at Sammy Rogers, was that really that bad of a beatdown that it had to be stopped that quick?
Well, did you guys see the video? Have you gotten on the Facebook?
I haven't.
Okay, yeah. So we've got – go to the just go to your – search on Facebook, type in the XFI.
Hold on.
And that's our official Facebook page, and you can like it when you get there. Scroll on down, and there's the video. There's the 18-second video of Sammy Rogers slamming Sammy and Jeremy Taylor, and I think he rocked Jeremy, and Jeremy he just had to throw his hand out and quit. That's why he stopped it.
Hold on. Is this the guy that wouldn't tell me the one dude's name?
What?
Are you the guy that we had on MMA Madhouse one night that wouldn't tell me the guy in the video name?
No.
That was
my
JT
first time talking.
That was JT.
What a punk.
Holy shit, dude, this is an ass whooping. That guy got hurt.
Yeah,
did he?
He got rocked, he threw his hand out, and the referee stopped it.
It was a good call. Good call.
Yeah. Great call. We've got one of the best referees. I don't know the guy's name off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up on paper, but he's one of the best we've got.
Huh. Who's in your main event again?
The main event of the evening was actually we had Chase Smith from Redneck Fight Club. And, dadgum, I can't remember the guy he fought. It was Tyrone... Edgummit, Tyrone something. It was a last-minute fight because the guy Chase was scheduled to fight. He backed out. We had a guy from somewhere in central Arkansas who just came in, spur of the moment. Nobody knew who he was. He had a teammate that came down. He fought another one of the Redneck Fight Club guys, Rodney Allison. And so these two guys, we'd never seen these two guys before, but we had quite a few titles on the line. But now at Night of Champions on October 26th, every possible title we've got is going to be on the line. So it's going to be pretty action-packed. We got a couple of rematches that people want to see. In fact, our card was so good at the last event that we've got a lot of rematches that people are wanting to get down to because there were, people had discrepancies with the way the judges called it. And, so some people think that one guy won, some people think the other did, and they want to see him go head-to-head again. So we didn't have any lopsided fights the entire night, and that was the best part about it. But the guy that makes our fight card is a champion, so, he knows what he's doing.
That's sick. And, hey, make sure you shoot me all your information for your GoFi Live account, and what I'll do is when I send that to Tim, I'll send him your personal information, too, so he can contact you about down the road working with them and getting these fights up there on the stream.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's perfect. I couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Well, Jeff, it's your show. Clint, I'm honored that, you hung out and that you called in to win. That's really cool of you, man. You got mad love. Tell everybody when they can listen to your show.
XFI, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/XFI live, and I'll be on Tuesday and Friday at noon, high noon, and that is going to be Central Time. That's 12 o'clock Central Time, and Tuesday and Friday. So,
what are you telling the people about? How long is the show, and what are you telling the people about?
Well, I take a lot of calls from fans. We had a few fans call in the other day. We've got a contest going on right now where we're trying to get the fans engaged in the next event. We're having a contest for somebody to come in and sing our national anthem, and they can win VIP tickets and premium seating and things like that. So I've also got a lot of sponsors. We've got a lot of fundraisers going on, community outreach stuff. I dropped some names for the potential fight card for October 26th and let people talk about that. And so that's pretty much it. That's what that's what it boils down to.
Do you ever go fishing on Beaver Lake?
I try to stay away from Beaver Lake because people drown out there. I go out to the Arkansas River.
Aren't you worried about the spoonbills and the alligator gar out on the river?
No, we catch alligator gar and smoke it.
Fuck that, man. I stay
really?
As far away from them motherfuckers as I can.
In fact, I got a buddy of mine. I got to give him a shout out. He may not listen to this. I'm gonna turn him on to it. His name's TJ. And he in fact, his wife posted a picture of him today after he got off the river bow fishing, and he pulled a gar tooth out of his hand where he'd gotten bit.
Oh, nice. we used to catch really nice alligator gar at the 244 bridge on the Arkansas River in Tulsa.
There you go.
5 footers,
yep.
I mean, sitting up low water. And,
yeah,
they got
a lot of good stuff out there.
But I just assume catch stripers and hybrids.
Yeah, the stripers are crazy good down where I'm from. It's about where we go is about 7 miles west of the border. In the Oklahoma side, and it's right down there on the Arkansas River, and we put a pontoon in there, and we run catfish jugs, and the striper out there are huge. In fact, I wear a size 13 shoe, and I took a picture of striper. I ought to put it on Skippy's page. I took a picture of these striper, and they were so much bigger than my shoe. It was ridiculous. These striper are fat down there.
Damn.
Yeah, they're great.
It's
good fishing all up and down the Arkansas. I got a buddy that we used to run the Arkansas a lot, and then he also took me up to some places like Sooner Lake. They have a really good hybrid population there.
Yeah, good stuff. A lot of good largemouth bass out here too.
Oh yeah, you can fish like we go up and get dropped off on the Illinois just right inside the Arkansas border, and then it'll float down to Tahlequah.
Float it on down.
Yep. From there's the waterfalls right there at like the Arkansas border off of I can't think of what the hell body of water they come off of right now, but
you know, another good one is the Buffalo River. When I was growing up, I was a Boy Scout. We used to go up around Jasper, Arkansas. There was a place called Camp Orr. We used to go to summer camp up there all the time, and there's Buffalo River was down there, and you could float that thing too. It was pretty nice.
So people need to get to doing more things like that and playing around on their computers less.
Right, I'm with you, yeah. Definitely with you on that.
Well, hey, Clint, I'm jumping out because I got...
I think we're about to wrap up the show. Skippy, thanks.
Tim.
Clint, thanks.
Appreciate
Jeff,
it, guys.
I don't know where Jeff's at. He's probably talking into his pillow again.
Eagle!
Osprey.
Birds of a feather flock...